Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, obesity.
First of all, if you are going to eat something, the poor people eat healthy food.
In Africa. In Africa.
In Africa, yeah, because that's all you can afford.
And the food is becoming harmful to our bodies because then the body there just cannot process all this. What are you doing to me?
Well, obesity is a complex disorder involving an excessive amount of body fat. But obesity is not just a cosmetic concern. It increases your risk of diseases, health problems such as heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And that is according to MayoClinic.org. So tonight, we'll find out more. And as usual, on Let's Talk, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show. I have my colleagues in the house, Mr. Tito Justin from South Sudan Service, and Ayane. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. And of course, on the phone, we have our friend of the show, Al Hassan. Welcome aboard, Al Hassan.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, brother. And in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing obesity. Is obesity a problem in developed countries only or all around the world? Do we see this problem in Africa as well? Well, I spoke to a friend of a show, Asha Hariz from Tanzania, and I wanted to know her take.
Yeah, I think that is it's a misconception on how we see the bodies, how the food respond to our bodies, because we are what we eat.
Okay, that's right.
So when you eat the fatty food, Some of them are not processed, all of them, and the remainders tend to be fat and stored in your body.
Okay.
So you can see our bodies transforming to from the figure that supposed to be on the normal weight and height range,
right,
to expanding to the sense that healthy wise it's not advisable. But since we don't know, some of us we don't know that that's the impact of the food that we eat.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, there's a stigma, my friend, in Africa. We know that sometimes people say, you know what? If you lose so much weight, everybody's asking, are you sick or something is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, and that's the thing that I think we need to educate ourselves that it's not healthy to have a belly fat, as we call the little fridge, something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a poker fun on it,
mm-hmm,
in a good way, but the healthy way, that shouldn't be the right way.
Right. You're supposed to have a little, six-pack or like a flat stomach.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to go to the extreme of having like a nice six-pack.
Six-pack.
It's just to be healthy.
Right.
That is called omentum. Omentum is the body fat that are stored in your stomach. So when they keep growing, you are turning to lose a lot of things. Healthy wise, you cannot run effectively, you cannot walk effectively. But since we don't know, we just keep accepting that.
And
the good thing is those things you can lose them, and you can maintain your healthy body by just exercising and eat well.
Okay, but there's also this fact that in Africa, we know African men like myself, we love barbecue, you know, barbecue, meat, the culture of driving cars all the time. And all these are, going towards this obesity thing. So how can we really get off that, especially with barbecue, my friend? Can you stay away from that?
No, as a matter of fact, you don't have to stay away from them.
Okay.
Everything is moderation.
Okay.
So whatever you eat, just make sure that you don't exceed to the what is your body can eat and process. Because once you do the excessiveness of anything, that's where you cause the harm.
Okay, so excessiveness becomes harmful.
Yes, exactly. And the food is becoming harmful to our bodies because then the body says, I just cannot process all this. What are you doing to me? So if you don't want to do something right, then I'm going to store all that. And that's why we tend to have all this storage of fats and just for the lack of the knowledge, I think, in our society, we think those are the good blessings.
Thank you, Asha Hariz from Tanzania. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing obesity. Now back to my friends and my colleagues. My colleagues in studio, here goes the saying in Africa that if you have a one-pack belly, like a beer belly, you must have lots of money. But if you have a six-pack and you're losing weight, then maybe something is wrong with you. So is this the reason why we see obesity in Africa lately? Mr. Tito Jackson, you want to check this first?
Thank you very much. I think looking at that perspective and in obesity in Africa, actually, obesity is not common in Africa like in the developed countries. Now, when you look at the nature of the people staying in Africa, most of these people, they have hard work. They don't actually, most of their time, they work too much, and their body, actually the type of the body they have is not like the people in the developed country. They are actually in the sense that when you look at the developed country, people, their body, the type of the body they have or the obesity is over compared to African countries. Now, the obesity in Africa is not abnormal. You know, people, they grow their bodies just in a normal sense. Now, look at the perspective whether you have money or you don't have money. How you look like in the African most countries, yes, that is correct. Like when you compare a person or a fat guy, a fat man and a thin man, people look at physically that the person who is fat has money and the person who is thin has no money. That is physically, looking at the physical body compared to this.
Why is this notion that you think this guy has money just because he's fat? Why people believe in this?
Yeah, people believe in this because, you know, for you to become fat, meaning that you have a good health, one, you eat a good food at home. But how do you get this food? You buy this food, meaning that you have money. Okay. You know, your pocket is good. So this is how people look at it. But it's not all that... In Africa, the word obesity is not all that common, but it just referred to that the person is healthy. Okay. You see, they just looked at that perspective.
Okay, Ayan, you want to say something here? Tell me, what is it?
I agree with everything that Tito is saying, but I just want to point out the sort of the misconception of this all, because he's saying, and it's true what he's saying, that people with big bellies are seen to have good health. How crazy is that, that African thinks, I think what's missing in the conversation is education. Okay. You know, if you're overweight, you know, you probably have cardiovascular disease, you probably can't run up a flight of stairs. There's a lot of health issues that you have to think about. And so it's kind of the, you know, the backwards think. It is the prevailing stereotype that big people are wealthy. But, you know, there's a lot more signs to wealth other than your physical appearance. Okay. There's your house, there's your car, there's your kids, there's your clothes. So I really think that what's missing in the conversation is that Africans, we like to stereotype each other, and the big belly thing is a really, really easy scapegoat. But it's not true on so many fronts.
Okay. Well said, Ayan. Before you come back to that, hold on right there, just before you come back.
Right.
We have Al-Hassan on the phone. We have to give him a chance as well. Al-Hassan, tell us, man, what do you think?
I think it boils down to lack of education on our part of Africans.
Okay, so education, but also you find in some places as well as far. Let's look at this country. We have a lot of that. I mean,
yes, that's what
not
I'm
all
saying.
Of those people are not educated. What is this?
In the advanced countries, where they don't have to bother about day-to-day bread and butter concern, they have advanced to the extent that people haven't gotten enough on their table in terms of food to eat, people have for decades actually gotten to understand the importance of health and well-being, to the extent that the issue of weight and reducing weight is something to even celebrate over here.
That's right.
You know, but in Africa, unfortunately, it's the other way around. It's now gradually sinking into our socio-cultural psyche. People have, gotten some programmed exercise, kind of, or have some people have registered with weight loss, firms or companies selling products. So they tend to watch their health. They tend to watch their weight, their health through, reducing, weight, kind of.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the studio with Tito and Ayen and Lassen. We are discussing obesity. Now, before I come back to you, Tito, my other question will be, is it that the rise of fast foods in Africa, maybe, and driving cars for everybody in Africa right now, it could be the source? Because according to the Guardian paper, they say that McDonald's restaurants has opened almost two decades ago in Johannesburg, South Africa. And then, after opening up today, the company operates more than 200 restaurants across the country. While like rival Burger King, we all know Burger King, finally entered the market as well last year. And also it was greeted with similar excitable scenes, with almost 5,000 people descended on its launch branch in Cape Town. Can you imagine that? So I spoke to Safilu Hashim from Nigeria, and I wanted to know his take. If business and fast foods is a problem for obesity in Africa.
Well, it is, actually. We see the bigger, the better.
Okay.
That's how we look people into it. But, if you look out there, let's say United States.
Yes.
If you have obesity, you're bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Or you eat too much or something wrong. But if you didn't even... But one point is, in Africa, the reason why, if you see the people, bigger people, obesity right. people, they're richer people. Because why? Because what they eat mm-hmm. is better on the diet.
Okay.
First of all, if you are going to eat something, the poor people eat healthy food.
In Africa,
because that's all you can afford.
Oh, okay. So they can afford some of the meals, like with a lot of sugar.
With a lot of sugar, they cannot afford all the process.
The processed foods and stuff like that.
Okay. Absolutely.
So most of the time, you're referring to like peasants. They can all eat is what they get from the land. They go down, dig it up,
and eat it.
That's what they
of
get?
Of course.
Okay.
It's a lot of things they eat, which is healthier. Mm. But the rich people, they go into the store and buy the processed food and eat,
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, I would say, that's the problem.
And also, you see, there's a change of business in Africa, especially right now, with so much fast foods
Absolutely.
Growing like mushrooms all over Africa.
Absolutely. Look at
so
it.
So people love to eat on these fast foods most of the time,
I think. KFC is there now.
Yes.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Everything. Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even have it like 10 years ago.
Right.
But now it's everywhere,
So is this the thing that is mostly causing this, you think, the habit of changes in the urban areas in Africa?
I think it is, actually. Sunday, the world is changing.
Oh, yes, it is.
The world is changing.
I know.
So everything is just changing. I'm scared.
And
for
what
the
about...
PU, what will come,
Yeah.
What will happen to those people in the next PU year, next decade?
Right.
Let me just say last decade.
Okay. And what about our culture, though? Is there anything that can be done maybe to change the culture, beliefs? Because some of this is the belief that, especially, just for example, look at the women who give birth. They're supposed to eat and eat and eat. And if they gain weight, everybody says, oh,
it's a baby
your
weight.
Woman is very healthy,
Yeah, if you're skinny, there's something wrong with you.
If you're skinny, something is wrong. So is this something to do with the culture? Is that maybe something needs to be done for that? I don't know. You tell me.
Man, yeah, I will say, yes, it is something has to do with the culture. Because the thing is, that's since from the beginning. That's what we grow up seeing, you know. It's what you grow up and see. So mm-hmm. I think the culture here is, I guess it's fading away. It's not helping, you know.
It's not helping anybody.
I don't think it is, man.
So we have to look at our culture, changes in our culture. And not only changes in our culture because it happens, we also need to look at what we put in our mouths every day.
I think we should.
Thank you, Safilu Hashim from Nigeria. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing obesity. Now back to the studio, and I'm coming back to you, Tito. You wanted to say something. Go ahead, Tito. What is it you want to say?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to say something on the misconception on how African takes obesity in most of the places where they are. Now, I totally agree with actually the point of education where people are not, they are not explained well that the disadvantage of obesity, how it, the result, the effects of obesity actually in the body. And now, why most of the Africans and, you know, men, rich men and the women, they get fat, maybe they end up with much obesity, is that, you know, many of these people, they have no time doing exercise. Like when they eat a lot of food and when they relax, most they just get seated. When they go to work, they just, you know, they sit in the car and they just come home. They don't have actual exercise. And why are they not doing this? This is totally because they have not been informed that the disadvantage or the effect of obesity, or they have not been informed all this. So in like when you take the people only in Africa who are most cases, they are fat, they have a large body, is these are people who always keep themselves in room. They don't have exercise. And when they want, they have a business, they travel from one place to the other, they just go to the airplane, they go maybe to Dubai in another country, one country to the other, just a step, 1 kilometer, they don't even like to walk, you know. They just want to drive to show around because they have the money.
So this is walking. The money thing you're talking about.
Yeah, the money thing I'm just talking about.
Okay. All right, I get your point. All right, again, what do you tell me again? That's the point right there. But we see how these fast foods are coming in fast, big numbers and
absolutely.
Cars.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought up the McDonald's case in South Africa. And McDonald's is really popular. But I just wanted to point out, McDonald's is a huge American icon. Africans who watch Western movies see it on the screen, and they may want to take a bite out of that American culture. So that's one reason why McDonald's is so popular, you know, because they see it on the screens. And, hey, I just saw a movie last week, and McDonald's was in it, and maybe if I get like a McChicken or whatever, it's gonna help me become Americanized. I mean, American culture is incredibly popular, and McDonald's is a big part of American culture.
Oh yeah.
The other thing that I think why fast food prevails in Africa is simply because it's probably cheaper and faster and easier than a lot of other options that are out there. So they're in the same platform that we're at. You know, for me, whenever I'm thinking about lunch, you know, I'm not gonna cook. I'm gonna go to McDonald's, which is literally 2 blocks away, because that's so much easier. You know,
easy.
I mean, Those are the two main reasons why I think that McDonald's has risen so fast. And actually, just one more point. There was a story a couple of years ago that KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, was going to open up a store in East Africa. And I remember thinking, wow, this could be either really good or really bad.
Okay.
I guess I'll just sit back and see. But now, you know, with the numbers that are coming out about obesity in Africa, I guess it wasn't so good of an idea as far as health goes.
And as you say, like I said here before, when Burger King opened up in Cape Town, you had like 5,000 people the first day opening.
Yeah, I believe it.
So you see how people are excited, as you say, with just seeing the American pop culture coming to their way. They like to see that. So you find a lot of people excited. People are getting excited to see, hey, we can try this food.
Right. Also, just to agree with Al Hassan, with the whole education thing, here in America, you know, education about health is so huge. Well, I'm hoping that this trend, this American trend, will also catch on in Africa, because as Tito also said, that part is lacking. It's really, really lacking. And once that catches on, I think we'll see a really big shift.
Okay. Okay, Hassan, I get to you, my friend.
I think there is a kind of unwritten rule on one aspect of, you know, one of the causes, which is kind of unwritten rule of, you know, it's in the thought system that I think reinforces that negative notion of being a little bit heavy. And in this case, people say, you know, chubby or chubbiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a sort of thinking which mostly men, even though this is an unwritten rule, as I said, men tend to, a lot of African men tend to look at women in terms of not that fat, but chubbiness. This is something psychological. You know, a little bit more chubby the person looks, you know, the more appealing the person will be in terms of taste. I just understand. I think the same thinking that reflect, you know, on the other side. You know, people want to, you know, have some people end up saying a person with some lot of meat, not necessarily obese,
but just
some,
big.
Someone,
you know, some big, you know, in some places.
Kind of, yeah, this is an unwritten rule, and I think it helps reinforce.
Is it an African thing, maybe?
That thinking, to the extent that we have
African
women going for this cosmetic surgery, putting stuffing themselves up.
It's a good question,
stuff,
you know.
Which is causing health hazard.
I know.
Unfortunately.
You're right.
So it's a very serious
And maybe,
you know,
maybe
phenomenon.
Tito can help us out.
We need a lot of education there.
Yeah.
Is it, let me ask you this. Is it a problem that maybe is caused by African men? Because African men, most of them, according to a lady in South Africa, said, you know what? There's a stigma here. If you're a black woman and then you start losing weight, they say either you might be ill or you might have HIV. So they say most men are looking for women who are bigger. So is this man causing all these problems that women don't want to lose weight, maybe African women? Tito, you tell me.
I mentioned this point earlier on. I said...
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I said...
What did you say?
Yeah, I said in Africa, people looked at, you know, being big just a part of health.
Okay.
And now you said it. Like, let's take mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is right. I was in Uganda. I was told that women now these days, even on the state of eating food, they look for cosmetic and just smear their body so that they become fat.
Mm-hmm.
But I was asking a question, why are they doing so? They said, you know, they're just doing that so that because some men, you know, they like big size.
Mm-hmm.
Like big size.
Big size.
So you see that point.
Mm-hmm.
So why do some men pretend that they want a big size? Meaning that if you're thin,
is
either you are sick, you've been affected by AIDS. That's why you're losing weight. You're not healthy enough. You see? So this has... some of the reasons that people just, I know, they want to become, obesity actually exists in most of the African places.
Just so, because of
that? They look minor, but still they persist in most of the places or most of the communities.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
This is, there's a good example in Uganda, even for men. Okay, I've seen this thing that says, there's a Ugandan dancer. Not a woman though, this is a man now.
Yeah.
He's a belly dancer. He says, my belly give me so much. He's... name is Moses Kawuya, and he is 59 years of age, and he weighs 243 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He says he performs when presidents visit and all that. He has this called magic belly. So he's proud of his overweight, and he's proud that he's making an income out of that.
Okay, fine. Now, the question is that belly healthy?
That's the
definitely
question.
Definitely not. I don't think it's healthy.
I don't think
is that
so
belly healthy? Mm-hmm. So it can be used, you know. He just used that belly maybe to get money. He has no other way of getting money. He's just risking his life to get the money. Now that question will be very difficult. Is it healthy? So that still takes us back to the point of education on how we are going to look at that, you know. So meaning that most of the things in the African countries and places where people do it is just, you know, it's a crude method. We call it a just anyhow method. People do just eat like the way they like, the way they like it's supposed to be. But this is not a health way, I believe. So it is so risky.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're very right about that.
Yeah.
And this is the question I always want to know. Why do African men believe being bigger is better? Ayan, you're one of our people. You're a lady.
Tell me,
have you experienced that?
And, well, I will say men are crazy. And I have no idea why they decide what they decide. But
say some men are crazy. Not
everybody, right?
Some men are crazy. I just haven't met one yet who isn't crazy.
Oh, really?
But as far as the question, I mean, I think it's a really difficult question to answer because certain men want, you know, different things. I think that men just generally want someone that they can hold at night. And so I think, you know, good men are aware of both extremes. So there's women who, you know, are too fat that they're unhealthy, or the opposite. They're too skinny and they're still unhealthy.
Or about the chubby women, this like the like in America, they say there's a modeling these days for plus size women.
For plus size really, women, really, and they look completely normal. Yeah, which is crazy. But I personally think that the only people who could change that image and that thought process that men have is women who are confident in who they are, and, you know, who take ownership of their bodies and say, I'm either too big, I need to lose weight and I need to, you know, become healthy, or I'm too small and I need to become healthy. So I think the conversation needs to resonate around women and how they see themselves, not necessarily how the men see them. And once we change that conversation, I think that that's going to go a really long way into helping Africans become healthier, not just physically, but also mentally.
Okay, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Thank you, and that's it for our show tonight, and I lightheartedly explored obesity. Big thank you to our guest on the phone, Safilu Hashim and Asha Hariz from Tanzania and Nigeria, and of course in the studio, my colleagues Ayan. Thank you for coming, Ayan.
Thank you.
And also Tito. Thank you for showing up, brother.
Thank you very much.
And of course, over the phone, friend of the show, Al Hassan. Thank you for coming in, brother.
Thank you.
And of course, our producer is Jackson Mvungani. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. And after the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be home brewed drinks. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat, and host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Washington, this is Sunday Shamari. See you next Monday.